The Navi in the Haftarah Parshas Vayelech says, V'chaltam ochol v'soiva, that we will eat and be satiated, V'chilaltam Hashem Hashem l'kechem, and we will be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher osa imochem l'hafli, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us wonderful nisim, v'lo yivoshu ami l'olam, we will never be embarrassed. The Kedushas Levi, Reb Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva, explains that the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Hei asks a question, that in one pasuk it says, L'shem Ha'aretz Malayai, that the entire world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In another pasuk does it say, V'aretz Nosan Livnei Adam. How do we reconcile these two pasukim? Is it the world belongs to Hashem or the world belongs to us? Answers the Gemara, Kan Kaidim Bracha, before a person makes a bracha, it's L'shem Ha'aretz Malayai, the world belongs all to Hashem. And therefore somebody, says the Gemara, who has benefit from this world without making a bracha, is as if he, chas v'shalom, is stealing from Hashem. La'ach bracha. But once somebody makes a bracha, then ha'aretz nasan l'vnei adam, the world becomes ours. He also quotes a Yerushalmi that says, the high man d'ocha d'lav d'lei, if somebody eat something that doesn't belong to him, is embarrassed to eat in front of the person who gave him the food. It's what's known as nahama de ksufa, bread that comes with being embarrassed to eat it. So it turns out that if somebody eats without making a bracha, so he's eating something that, as we just explained, that doesn't really belong to him. But when he makes the bracha, it becomes his, and therefore he's not embarrassed to eat. And that's what the pasuk says, V'chaltam ochel v'soiva, we're going to eat and be satiated, V'laltam Hashem al-kechem, we'll be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because once we make a bracha, V'lo yivosha ami l'olam, it belongs to us. And once it belongs to us, then we have no reason to be embarrassed to eat and praise Hashem for what we are eating. And this concept that we have to recognize, that once we recognize the truth, then everything becomes ours, is a very interesting concept. In the tefillos of the Yom Nerayim, by Nesana Toikiv, we say, V'yikayim b'chesed kisechom, v'tzei shevalo b'emes. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares the kiseh covered with chesed, and then he sits on it with emes. So the pasuk, the statement we make, speaks about chesed and then emes. Chesed is the midas rachmim. Emes is the midas adin. And the Sefer Madani Melech asks, shouldn't it just be in the reverse? That don't Chazal teach us that on Rosh Hashanah, on the Yom Nerayim, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in Mekisei Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, goes away from the midas adin, v'yoshev al kisei rachmim, and here it says chesed and then emes. Similarly, the question is asked that one of the psukim that we say before tekiyah shofar is the pasuk of rosh tevarcha emes. And again, the question is, what is the connection between that pasuk and tekiyah shofar? So he explains that Chazal teach us in Parshas Bereishis that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world, he consulted with Midas HaChesed and Midas HaEmes, should he create the world or not. Midas HaChesed suggests the world should be created, as the pasuk says, Olam Chesed Yibonah. Midas HaDin, Midas HaEmes, said it should not be created, because he said all the people are always, the world is Shmali Sheker. The world is full of falsehood, and why would you want to create such a world? And the Gemara and the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hishlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw away what the Midas HaEmes said and created the world. And the question, of course, is so obvious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what the reaction of the Midas HaEmes will be to this question. Why did he go through this procedure of asking, knowing the answer ignoring the answer of the Midas Emes and continuing to create the world. So the Madani Melch explains, the Midas Emes, the Midas Emes is actually ends up being our biggest defender on the Yom HaNaroim. For he explains, when the Yom HaNaroim come and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviews what we did this year, and the Midas Emes, the Midas Adin, says we didn't always act as we should have acted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu now does not know what to do. Says the Midas Emes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I told you that it's not worth creating them. I told you that the people are kulay sheker. Why did you, and you knew and deliberately ignored what I said and decided that you're going to create the world anyway. So it turns out that the Midas Emes, which indeed argued that we should not be created, turns out to be our biggest defender, because he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you knew what's going to be. But you knew it, and you anyway created the world. Rosh Devarcha Emes. When we start, we come to Kiyas Shofar, the Emes comes and says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created the world, you created people with their limitations, but you knew about our limitations, and you still wanted us here. Have Rachmanus on Klal Yisrael. Atem nitzavim hayoim. And many midrashim say hayoim stands for the day, which day, Rosh Hashanah. How are we able to come to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hayoim on Rosh Hashanah with atem? Atem is the letters of emes. When we, the emes is what helps us be prevail at on the Yom and the Rayim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. And that's why we come at those holy moments when we stand by tefillah on the Yom and the Rayim and we say in the Sana Toikov, we say, V'yikayim b'chesed kisecha b'emes, V'yikayim b'chesed kisecha, yes, we so much need the Midas HaChesed, the Teshula Ba'emes, but even the Midas Ha'emes is going to recognizes and agrees that we deserve to be have Rachmanis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who we are. And all HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants for us to recognize is that the Emes, that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our King, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. As the Pasuk said, and the Tver Shlaim explains that the Pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu made the Mizbeach, he says, V'esashem Mizbeach l'keil ha'oinoisi b'yoyim tzorosi. B'yoyim tzorosi, even in days when we are not the way we're supposed to be, as long as we always remember that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created us and has Rachmanis on us, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oina Oisi Beit Tzorosi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanis on us. And that's what he says is Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Tzadik Vav, Pasuk Ches and Tes. The Pasuk says, Shoma V'tismat Tzion, V'togelna B'nois Yehuda, L'man Mishpatecha Hashem. We rejoice in the Mishpat Hashem. Kehata Hashem Elyon Ma'od Nalais Al Kol Alakim. Hashem Elyon, we're able to rejoice, and the question so obvious when we learn the Pasuk is the time of Mishpatecha Hashem, is the time when we're being judged, a time for Shama V'tichs Mechtzion V'tagel Nebunas Yehuda, is it a time for rejoicement? And the answer is absolutely. And because when we recognize our special connection to Hashem, and that everything we has from Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the Pasuk says, Ke'at Hashem Elyon, Hashem, which represents the Midas HaRachman, Elyon, the Midas HaRachman Elyon prevails. All we need, for Ansa Shira Zois L'Eid B'Bnei Yisrael, what is the best testimony with which we can enter the Yimei Adin? Kilo Yisishachim Pizaroi, and we never forget the special chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, then even the emes recognizes the special relationship and the special chesed Hashem did in creating the world, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue bestowing on us that chesed.